Good morning to all, and welcome to Grupo Sanborns' earnings release calls to discuss the second quarter 2022 results. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded, and all participants are currently in silent mode. The information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from current expectations due to external or internal factors. Please note that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous interpretation into English, and later we will conduct a question and answer session. Hosting this call today are Mr. Mario Bermúdez, CFO of Grupo Sanborns, and the CIRO, Mrs. Angélica Piña. Mrs. Angélica Piña has the floor now. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning, everyone. Total sales of Grupo Sanborns increased 22.6% during the second quarter of the year, totaling 14,691 million pesos. This was due to the performance in the different formats of Grupo Sanborns, which have shown a good improvement after the effects of COVID-19. The events of Mother's Day and Hot Sale contributed to drive this recovery. In e-commerce sales, we substantially improved our delivery times and moved forward with the store pickup project. Gross profit increased 991 million pesos, represented an increase of 24.4%, going from 4.5 million to 5.5 million pesos. Gross margin was above 2021 levels, improving 6 basis points from 33.9% to 34.4% in sales. Operating expenses as a proportion of sales represented 27.3% compared to 30.5% last year, with a reduction of 320 basis points with respect to sales. The result of the second quarter was an operating income of 1.37 million pesos compared to a profit of 429 million in Q21. Quarterly EBITDA improved 64.8% from 918 million in 2Q21 to 1.5 million pesos in 2Q22, with a margin that went from 7.7 last year to 10.3 this year. The financial results, while the earnings amounted to 10 million pesos compared to an expense of 64 million in the second quarter of 21, this variation was mainly due to 81 million pesos, additional pesos in interest earned. The controlling net income amounted to 839 million pesos compared to a net income of 199 million in the previous year. The loan portfolio was 10,839,000 pesos, increasing 15.6% during the quarter, with a 24.9% increase in income from loans. The delinquency rate over 90 days improved from 5.1% to 2.9%. As of June 30, 2022, Group Sanborns has not had interest-bearing debt. Cash and cash equivalents increased by 3.121 million pesos, 98.3% versus second quarter 2021. During the second quarter of the year, the commercial space totaled 1,192,000 square meters, nearly the same, with a slight variation of 0.2% compared to the commercial area in the previous year. A new iShop store was opened in Colima and a new Dax store in Los Cabos, Lower California. CapEx from January to June 2022 was 247 million pesos, higher than 125 million from the previous year. And with this, I conclude my general comments. We can now proceed to the question and answer session. Thank you. Thank you. And from this moment, the question and answer session will begin. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one. If you wish to remove your question from the list, please press star two. Remember, if you have a question, please press star one. The first question is from Mr. Joaquin Le. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello,
Hello, good morning, Mario and Helika. Can you hear me?
Joaquín,
Hello, Joaquin. Good
buen día.
morning. Hello, good morning, and thank you for this earnings release call. I have a couple of questions. One, in the quarter sales, you were 22% above the pre-COVID levels, but the margins are still small, 300 basis points below, especially because of Sears' gross margin. So I would ask you to further explain how we can anticipate these dynamics, especially in terms of gross margin. If this is a reference level, can we maybe consider the margins from 2019? And the second question, can you give us more colors on the results by business, by format, and the online penetration as a total percentage of sales in the quarter? Thank you. Hello, Joaquin. Yes, if you wish, as we go through the other answers, I can now talk about the total sales per format, per business. Sears grew by 23.7%, almost 29.9%. iShop and Mixup, 19.7%, and total 22.6%. And Mario, well, yes. Good morning. As regards the added value, yes, we believe we will see improvements, a higher participation of fashion in the mix that we have, because there have been delays in terms of the fashion assortment or portfolio, and these percentages should recover going forward through our suppliers, our vendors, and this will be an important increase in added value. And also, when it comes to loans, to credit, we're also looking to grow our cardholder base with promotions. Therefore, this added value, in terms of added value, we are quite optimistic going forward in terms of growth. As regards to the internet or online shopping, oh, but would you say the lower margin is explained fundamentally because of the mix? Was there a structural change to the value proposition? That is correct. We have to increase, you know, the mix with fashion and loans, and we have reached these levels. We should probably go back to the previous levels we had before, Joaquin. Fine. And as regards the internet, well, we are also focusing strongly on online and also the pickup, the store pickup project is extremely important, and we should probably continue growing our sales. And how, by how much? I do not have this figure right now, but we can share it with you later if you wish. Thank you. And once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. We have one question from Robert Lopez. Mr. Robert Lopez, please go ahead. Your mic is open. And once again, Robert, your microphone is open or whenever you're ready. Hello. Good day. I have a question in regards to your estimates in terms of sales in Mexico. What have you been doing to manage the impacts, to prevent higher impacts? And as regards Banco de Mexico, is there any pressure on your portfolio as regards loans, and what are your plans there? In terms of the inflation rates, well, we are looking at the inventories upfront to prevent impacts caused by the inflation. As for the interest rates, we are going to, of course, to follow up to track the interest rates and look at the market scenario, the acceptance. But initially, we do not expect any strong impacts in terms of inflation. In terms of opening, will you have a higher expansion of Grupo Sanborns anytime soon, or do you think you're going to grow more online with e-commerce?
We are still focusing on our e-commerce channel. And right now, as mentioned earlier, well, this year we are considering opening Sanborns Tepeyac, maybe also DAX, new stores, DAX stores, and this will be our growth initiatives going forward in the next following months. Thank you.
There are no further questions for now. No further questions for now. Therefore, I will give the floor to Mrs. Angélica Pina. Once again, thank you for joining us in this earnings release call. If you wish any additional information, we can share them by email. Thank you. And this earnings release call is adjourned. Thank you for joining us today.